James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good and every perfect gift is from above. And every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Let's lift our hands to God and say, Lord, let me know you as you say you are. Let me know you as you are. Let me know you as you are. One of the challenges we have is that we will not err in our knowledge of God. The Bible says, Israel, not knowing the righteousness of God, Israel went to establish their own righteousness. But that will not be our story.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please have your seat in this verses. And welcome to God's house. Romans chapter 11, from verse 1. Romans chapter 11. Look at verse 2, I'm sorry. Verse 3. Let's go to chapter 10. Sorry. I'm looking for where it says Israel went to establish their own righteousness. Okay, that's it. Sorry. It's chapter 10. Lighthouse, look at this. Please don't forget. Okay. He said, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. I bear them record that they have a zeal of God. Listen to that. It didn't say zeal for God. It says zeal of God. So let's take important notice of that. All right? So that is, their zeal was derived from God. All right? But not what? Now, verse 3. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, I warn you of the word ignorant. If you are ignorant of the law, you are not excused. You know why? You are deemed to have known. The word ignorance is means, as written, the word ignore, is to neglect notice that is available. Did you catch that? Yeah. They put their fire alarm. Okay? So if you go there and pull something and you pretend as if, oh, I didn't know what happened. Yeah, you joker. Did you not see the notice? So when you pull it, you didn't think they mean it. Now, in that case, you ignored it. And that's why ignorance is punishable. Have you left? Oh, you didn't know that you should drive on this side or on that side. You know, can I tell you a secret? If police catch you, don't say you don't know. If you say you don't know, you are mad down. You know why? It happened to me. I went to do driving test for my license. As I was, they'll put a stop sign. I didn't see it. So I ran it. The guy said, did you see that stuff, sir? Did you see that? I said, what is it? I didn't see it. And I went, bah, 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 bah. You know, I feigned ignorance. Or I feigned I didn't know. But that's why I failed. Is that if I give you license, you will just be wearing all the stuff, sir. The guy didn't make me complete it. He just said, bah, bah. Oh, my God. And I was camping then, you know, we just came from the country. My coming there is a cost to me because I signed over at work and I'm paying for what I work. So it's double palaver. I tell you, I lost my pay time. I had to pay for to do the, now we didn't have a car. I had to go and hire the car. Ah, the cost was overwhelming. I did that. You know, I've been driving, I thought, all my life. I did driving test in this lobby 3 times. The third time, I oh my God, I said, mountain, you got to move, oh, mountain. It was a war. Thank God, he saved me. Now, I'm sharing something with you that is very important, okay? All right? Now, don't ignore, you know what I'm saying? Please, don't, people. Can I tell you something? If you ignore notice, you are not excused. You are not what? As a matter of fact, you are not, it tells that you are not suitable to be conferred rights. I beg you, because if you ignore things like this, when you narrate and see notices, you ignore it. All right? Okay. Now, see what happened here. He said, for they be ignorant, not because the righteousness of God was not revealed to them, but they ignored it. He said, they go about to do what? Oh. And have not what? Submitted themselves to what God provided, to the notices God provided. Say, I will not be ignorant. Okay. Now, you see, this God we are dealing with showcased himself to us through the word. All right? And because there is a provision for the word, you know what our God did? He moved men over years. Bible says, all scriptures were written. But how? You know that word inspiration? That word inspiration? It's not your idea. You were moved. Say moved. Yeah. The word inspiration, you see, it's not something that was your idea. So you can't claim credit for it. You were moved to do. Praise God. Somebody shared a testimony with us some years ago. In the night, she was moved. To go, I don't know, maybe some of us were at that event. She was moved to go and check in the night. Something a woman should not do. To just go and check their fence. And guess what they said? Oh my God. The fence was broken. Because she was not her idea. Now, that's how every scripture is written. You know, somebody said, if God didn't move people, you think, if it's you, that is David, you were right there that you committed adultery. No, there's nobody here who will come here and tell us everything. Yes. You get what I'm saying? Oh, because you are not moved. You are the one driving this idea. You get what I'm saying? But you see, because Moses was told to speak to the rock. He struck it. If you are, you will downplay it. You say, and the water came up. But God was not happy with me. You will put it on God. Now, light up. No God. Okay. Now, this God that we are looking at, our time is so short, okay? You see, if you don't know God, you will misrepresent him. I bring you a word from the Lord today. No parallax nature of God, part two. Can I tell you something? Many people think church is a place you go where you like. Huh? All right, this is all I can tell you. You will become. What you ever you like is what will come out of it. Like you go to school when you like, but you like what you become. Yeah. Say, is it a course?
No,
it's not a course. Maybe those who go to school, they become what they become. Those who don't go to school, they become what they become. You know, this church, this God thing. We all behind. You get me? You didn't get me. Oh, what I find in it, this is my wife. If I'm feeling pain, she can only say something. She can't feel it. And I can't say me. Let's share it. But you won't see pain.
Amen.
What I'm sharing you is take God seriously. Do what?
Seriously.
Say, if you be wise, you will know we do what? Oh, you didn't know. You didn't know. Oh my God. My people, my pastor, maybe. He said, if you are wise, you will know we bear it. If you are foolish, I'm breaking it down for you because you shouldn't not tell us each other the truth here. You know what? Okay. If by the Holy Spirit I downplay anything for you, God will not trust you with me. You don't know. Oh, God is a mighty recruiter. Mighty recruiter. He evaluates people. Did you see that? If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise. And if thou scornest, thou alone shalt do what? But you won't see that part. All right. Now, I bring you a word from the Lord, the no parallax nature of God. Now, you see what the word parallax means? You know, you can Google. You know, it's bad in this that it can tell you something that you don't know, it, but you're making it up. In measurement, particularly in scientific measurement. Depending on your point of view or standpoint, where you are viewing an object, you may get different results. Thank you. Did you get that? Yeah. Or a good way to check, if you are driving and you're looking at your dashboard and you have a non-digital speedometer, what the driver is seeing is different from what the passenger is seeing. If you are looking at the speed, and test it. Tell somebody to drive you. Is the parallax nature of measurement, whereby you can measure the same object from different angles, you get different results. That's why science use average reading. They read the same thing but different results, then they average the point. You get what I'm saying? It's just a way to come to a near correct figure. Okay. Now, but there's a particular angle that if you're able to incline at that angle, you will get the same measurement of that object every time. They call it no parallax point or a nodal point. Did you catch that? Right, people? Many times, we, because of our human nature, we measure God for our outcome of God varies, but there's no variableness in God. In algebra, if you remember, they give us an equation, right? In that equation, there are variables, and there are constants. Okay? You know that variable? If anything changes, the variable will assume a new value. Did you catch that? That's why you don't solve for constant. You've got the answer. Solve for the variables. Now, you see, in this God-man equation, we need to solve for that. We need to do what?
Solve for
that. Because there's no one variable. Now, quickly, I've defined what variable is to you. What's the effect of parallax? What's the effect of this variable outcome that we get all the time? Number one, error reading. Reading will be different when positioning, you know, can I tell you a secret? How many people feel good all the time? There's variableness in you. Give me the hand. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my daughter. You are honest. Yeah. As you are being judged, touch that. How your mood? How variable are your feelings? Some people say no, but they're already feeling unhappy that we may stay late. Oh my God. Baku Shagawa said there is no variableness in God. My God. Now, but God wants you to own a nature like that. But that's far from being mine. Number one, you get error in paper time. Because sometimes you think this is what you may think we will be late. And you'll be sure we won't be late. And you have cursed me for nothing. I'm just kidding. Oh, you don't know people. Oh, you don't know people cause. Oh. I like his head is a variable. Praise the Lord. Bless you, bless you. Thank you, my sister. I know we all mean well. Amen. You don't know that sometimes you don't mean to cause, but that cause you just come. See his head like oh. See his head like coconut. Number one, there will be error reading. Number two, there will be unreliable outcome or result. Of course, if the reading is error, you can't rely on the results. Number three, it produces a lie. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. He said, God is not a man that he should lie. At the vigil, we explain to you that word lie is not cover up. You see, what we call lie is cover up. Bible says, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. You see, in the context of spiritual things, when Bible says Satan is a liar, it's not that he cover up things. Oh, let him accuse you. You know he doesn't lie. Oh, you think he will tell God what you didn't do? Oh, no. He will bring proof. But you see, the word lie there is to make somebody believe a vain. You know a mirage when you are driving? Okay. You see, in the context of spiritual things, if you pursue a mirage, that's a lie. Did you catch it? Is that the same thing as don't tell them I didn't come to your house? Is that the same thing? Oh, okay. Now, a lie spiritually is to make you rely on what is untrue. And that's the nature of Satan. He's a liar. He will make you assume what will not be true. That's what happened to that man. He just told us the story. Who said he was making money until he became a taxi. He fell to his natural level. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Variability will produce a lie. What's the question so we can close? My dear family, God is not a man that he should lie. He will not make you rely on where the outcome is untrue. He said, and the Son of Man that he should repent. As he said, so you see, that's an indictment on man. And you see, if you don't understand that notice, number one, you will be unsympathetic to the weakness of man. That's why Jesus will say, Father, forgive them for the name of God. You will be so offended, not knowing that you should be sympathetic. Number two, your sorrow will be many. Stand up for your faith. Because you are putting the reliance on what cannot bring what is in life. You'll be unsympathetic. There will be nothing motivating you to help. You will see that you think you are the issue is directed at you. You don't know that no. If you can overcome it, like Stephen, you say, Father, don't lay this charge against them. But you see, what hurts me most is the hurt we put on ourselves. If not hot storm, we can't change. Are you here? Man is good. And that doesn't exclude me. If I'm tired, I won't pick your call. Don't say I tell you. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Did you see that scripture? Variability brings about unstableness. But God doesn't want you to be like that. He said, be ye therefore, my brethren. Do what? How? Always do what? Always. Genesis, Psalm 1. Look at verse 4. The variability of man. But this is not in God, my people. But this is the nature you must assume. He said, the ungodly are not so. Can I tell you something? What drives variability? Is wind. That word wind there is what changes. If it's cool, I'll be good. If it's hot, you know the word temperament?
Mm-hmm.
People who respond to temperature. Temperamental people, they respond. Yeah, it's true. No, I'm telling you, it's true. If somebody is temperamental, if it's cool, if it's hot, if it's warm. So you have to look at the thermometer. You have to close. Let's leave open. The greatest thing in the world is knowing you. The greatest thing in all of my life is knowing you. I want to know. I need to know you. The greatest thing in all of my life. Psalm 112, verse 7 and 8. My dear family, fixed. The what? Look at what the scripture says here. It says, he shall not be afraid, Shaga, of evil tidings. His heart is what? Doing what? Look at the next verse, verse 8. Shaga. Well, I'm trusting God that anything that drives you, I'll drive you. Somebody called me 2 a.m. in the night. That I was awake was a blessing. Blessed is the pastor. I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind. I'm losing my mind. Wow. She was dealing with what she could not control. Thank God for this. For intervening. Thank God. Thank God. I can't imagine how she would have survived, how that person would have survived in life. And she had understanding. She was because of the word of God. My dear family, lick up that. Nothing quiets you like the word that is of God. Not a lie. He said, his heart shall not be afraid. Praise God. Let's lift up our hands to God. And say, turn my eyes away from the wind, Papa. Let my eyes be on you. Jesus Christ, Peter, so long you look on Jesus. The wind was immaterial. You can't live your life being tossed. Bible says we should not be tossed to and fro like children. Jesus, like God wants to anchor you this year so that there will be nothing. Anymore. Receive grace this morning. Say, Lord, please. God cannot be changed by anything. By nothing changes God. Nothing changes God. Who can, Bible says there's a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be lost. Father, Lord, we thank you. I was speaking with the lady sometime. She was so troubled. I said, oh, is you Bible is talking about? You know, he didn't put she, he didn't put he. If you look at that scripture, it's about six. He said, she shall not be moved. I said, that's you. He's a woman. Let somebody praise the Lord. Father, Lord, we thank you. We talk from here to where you better. Please stretch your hands towards me. Just pray. Let's pray. You see, in Acts chapter 4, the people said that this thing should not spread further. That's their concern. She said, look, okay, we cannot deny that this is not a great thing, but how it should not spread further. Let's call them and threaten them not to speak in this name again. They can be speaking in any other name, but the only one that has effect. But let's pray that the word of God will continue to grow in light. Bible says, so mightily grew the word and has effect. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, Lord, I commit a little of your children to you. Lekotopraka. Whatever is tossing anyone, as the Lord needed, let that blessed thing be tossed out. Lord, by your testimony and your glory, as a witness, that lady called me back the next morning. He said, Pastor, thank you. Lord, it's not me that thank you, because that I was awake self is a mystery. But thank God. Father, Lord, may every one of us overcome such things and we want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit.